I'm Dawn Adkins, Certified Grief Recovery Specialist and Educator at the Outreach Center in Red Deer. So one of the things I wanted to share is that in April of 2020, the Women's Outreach in Red Deer and Suicide Information and Education Services amalgamated and became the Outreach Center. So we wanted everyone to know that our services throughout Central Alberta have not changed, and we continue to provide information, education, and support to those wanting and needing information about suicide prevention and postvention. So we're very happy to be part of the Conversation Has to Happen again this year. We believe actually that many conversations need to happen. Part of this project involves hearing about the experiences of others in regards to their mental health journeys, and we think this is such a valuable opportunity for those struggling to know that they're not alone. Of course, no two people have the same experience. We know that it often takes one or two brave people to share their stories and start that conversation of connection and resources and hope, and sharing those personal experiences also helps to break down the stigma that unfortunately still exists around mental illness. We're making great strides, of course, to acknowledge that mental health is just as important as physical health, but there still exists the fear and sadly the experience of judgment and ignorance. And we, of course, can't change what we don't acknowledge. So while we all have different levels of both physical and mental health, one of the things that we do need to acknowledge is that we can't compare or measure our mental health or health in general against that of someone else's. So there's a lot of pressure in society to be a certain way, but when we place that pressure on ourselves, I think we miss the opportunity to celebrate our own successes, because by comparison, we'll constantly fall short of what, you know, media and television and that kind of thing is using as an example. And so if someone is struggling with depression, for example, and decides that they're going to focus on self-care, but maybe they can't bring themselves to go for a walk today, they may see that as failure. And they might focus that on that failure rather than acknowledge that their self-care is, theirs to gauge. And so today it might mean that, no, I didn't go for that walk today, but I did get out of bed today, and that's different than I did yesterday. So we need to celebrate those successes. So I think as we have people participating in this opportunity and hearing those stories, I think it's a great reminder to acknowledge that we all have our own journeys and that we can support each other in those journeys and build each other up and acknowledge that progress for ourselves is indeed progress. It's not about looking at what everybody else is doing. And, if somebody is going to the spa for self-care, that's wonderful, but that doesn't mean that we all have to do that. And so one of the things that we do here at the Outreach Center is we do a couple of things that I wanted to share. We offer a group called Boundaries that is for anyone who is wanting to set boundaries with different people. And so that might be in regards to their mental health, in terms of the judgment that they're experiencing from family members or friends or coworkers or employers, around what they need to do to take care of themselves. So that group is available. It's a free group. It is actually offered on Zoom right now, and so people can participate from anywhere in Central Alberta or, I guess, anywhere in the world if they wanted to. And so we enjoy the opportunity to get together and talk about not only setting boundaries, but having a really good sense of self and exploring our values and our self-esteem and those types of things in order to be prepared to set boundaries with other people, which can often be a really difficult and uncomfortable experience and be met with some resistance. And so we discuss those things. We are also available to teach in schools, starting in kindergarten all the way up through grade 12, to talk about suicide prevention. Of course, not with the little guys, but with the little ones, we're talking about, who do you have in your world to support you? Who do you talk to when you feel yucky? Because yucky would be what a five-year-old would identify with in terms of emotions. And so who do you have to celebrate you're happy, when you're excited about something? Who are the adults and the go-to people that you have in your life? And we start, like I say, in kindergarten, and we build on each grade as we move up through different schools. And so we are available to, whether that's virtually, do a presentation in schools or in person do those presentations to support the kids in not only acknowledging who they have in terms of support people, but also how to identify in their friends as we get into the older grades, usually around grade 8 and up, looking at what are those warning signs of suicide and how do we support our friends in making a safer choice and acknowledging that their feelings are real, but that choice doesn't have to become reality. We don't believe that suicide prevention is about saving lives. We believe it's about empowering people to choose life. And so as a caring person, as a friend, as a family member, we might play a really valuable role in guiding that person to different options to support them in finding ways and reasons that they might choose life instead of looking at the pain that they're currently experiencing. And we certainly do want to acknowledge that pain is very real for them, but that doesn't necessarily have to end in that permanent choice that we know suicide is. The other thing that we offer here at the Outreach Center is a support group for people who have lost loved ones to suicide. Unfortunately, that is a reality for many families, and so we meet on a weekly basis, we offer a 12-week program throughout the year, two or three times throughout the year, for anyone who has lost someone that they care about to suicide. So regardless of the relationship or regardless of the length of time since they've lost their loved one. So we encourage people to give us a call to look at information about that group as well. And then we also offer a program called the Grief Recovery Method, and that's to support anyone wanting to process and complete the pain associated with any type of loss. It's been said that, you know, during the pandemic, we are all in this together, we're all in the same boat, and I certainly respectfully disagree with that statement. I think we're all in the same ocean, that being the pandemic, but some of us are coping really, really well and kind of sailing through on a cruise ship, and others are holding onto a dinghy with a slow leak, and I think we have to acknowledge that there's a range there. And so as we look at what the pandemic has brought to us, you know, there might be some good, and then there might be some challenges for some people that not others, you know, that not everybody can relate to. And so we want to acknowledge that loss is, you know, normal human experience, but that loss is always related in and rooted in relationship. And so we don't ever want to minimize someone's experience, whether in regards to the pandemic or any type of loss. So the Grief Recovery Method is an opportunity for people to either come together in a small group or one-on-one and work in a very step-by-step process. There is homework involved, there's reading involved, and we ask people to work through that process in terms of feeling some sort of relief in terms of the losses that they experienced. We know we can't change the past and we can't change other people, and so how do we cope with the pain that our losses bring to our world? We also know that grief is cumulative as well, and so you might be experiencing a loss that is bringing up some past emotions and past hurts that we thought we had a handle on and thought that we had, you know, for lack of a better term, gotten over. And it's not about getting over those losses. It's about getting through that. So that's something that we offer to, again, Central Albertans. Regardless of the pandemic, we do that program in person. So that one is done face-to-face, and we're grateful to be able to continue to do that. So ultimately, what we encourage is to continue this conversation happening, and we're grateful to participate in this, and we're grateful for the people who are sharing their stories and experiences so that we can all learn from each other and build each other up and support each other, because I think now more than ever we need to do that. And we certainly encourage anyone who has any questions about our services. We actually have four pillars here at the Outreach Center. So homelessness, poverty, mental health, including the suicide awareness and domestic violence. So if anyone has any questions in regards to any of those issues or concerns, we invite you to give us a call at 403-347-2480 or to check out our website at theoutreachcenter.org. And we look forward to hearing from you. Thank you so much.